Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome to the KE Report, political, politics, etc., etc., etc. Talking with Jimmy McKinney right now. Jim, as you guys know, does most of the, not most, but a significant amount of what I would call very credible research on the topics that we discuss. Everything that Jimmy says, by the way, is documented. He doesn't just bullshit about, you know, because he's angry at Biden or whatever. Everything is documented, and I certainly appreciate that. CFS is doing exactly the same thing, and I very much appreciate that. Irish Tony, you owe me a big thank you, my man. I was up again last night until 10 o'clock. I did have an open beer, but I answered virtually every single comment that came in on for what Jim and I recorded yesterday. Jimmy, let's start with you. What do you think about some of the stuff that Eddie is sending us in terms of videos?
Of course, the Benny Hill videos. Gotta love it. So appreciate that, Eddie. And I also, you know, he's made a couple of comments. I don't have a lot of time to actually make, to respond to all the comments on there. I get a chance to look at them, and sometimes I respond, sometimes I don't. But I appreciate everybody's comments in there. And I do want people to know that we do take a look at it, that I look at it, and I do think about a lot of things that are said, and I look at a lot of the things that they put out there. So I think other people out there listening should go ahead and head to the blog and take a look at some of the great input that some of our regular contributors put in here.
I would really like to ask some more of our radio contributors to come on the blog. Just go to the website, which is www.kereport.com, and then go to the political section, and it's very apparent how you can comment. I am learning. I echo everything Jimmy just said. I am learning so much from our regular listeners that it is absolutely amazing. And I want you to keep one thing in mind. This is not a sales pitch. Jim and I are doing this out of passion. I'm an old retired guy, and sure, everybody would like to make money, but I'm not charging anybody for anything that I do, and neither is Jim. So keep that in mind. Everybody else I'm finding has a product to sell, or they want to sell subscriptions or what have you. We have nothing to sell. All we want to do is interact with you guys and really try to become the definitive source on political issues. I want to start out a little bit about the COVID situation. It is running rampant right now, even though Boris Johnson yesterday in the UK lifted the mandate for wearing masks all the time. But I did a little bit of research on it last night, and the number of active COVID cases in Whatcom County, where I live, is probably up around 6%. Take out the probably, it's around 6% if you take the number of people who are sick with COVID, and if you take the total population of Whatcom County, do the division, you're going to see it's about 6%. I want to say one other thing. Human nature, I have all my faith in human nature, is coming back. Everybody is pulling together in the sense that people are wearing masks. They believe that they are effective, whether they are or whether they aren't. It's not for me to say, but I do wear a mask. I wear the new N25, I believe it's called. So people are always putting together. In our neighborhood, I basically put out a call to help anybody. We have some elderly people living in our neighborhood, and I'm one of the oldest. But anybody who needs any help getting groceries and they don't want to leave the house or whatever, you know, we have volunteers who are doing that. On a positive note, the local hospital is saying that they're predicting that towards the middle to the end of February, this thing could be pretty much put to bed in terms of our county. Jimmy, you're on, bud.
So my son tested positive last week at Clemson. He came home for the weekend. And then my daughter tested positive. And I read the little information on the testing, the actual testing documentation for the FDA emergency use authorized test for COVID. It is not an FDA approved test. And okay, so this is something that I want people to think about. These are questions that must be answered. So the big push right now is this Omicron variant, right?
Yep.
That's what everyone's saying. It's the Omicron variant. So when did the Omicron variant pop up and where? Around November in South Africa, right? Isn't uh-huh. that what everybody said? Okay, Omicron variant. And some researchers there were able to identify the variant. So that's late November, mid-November, something along those lines. Maybe even a little bit earlier before they actually, when it popped up and then they started identifying it. And then the media started taking hold of it through December
yep.
and now through January. So in October, November, the FDA actually canceled the approval for a large number of the tests because they mm-hmm. were inaccurate.
Right.
So we're having a huge supply chain issue. And here's where I'm getting to my point. Tell me how the tests that have had problems were somehow manufactured and somehow the testing is able to. I would like someone to tell me and explain to me how this is possible. That something that began to be prevalent in November, December timeframe through the media is somehow identifiable by tests that were had to be produced and shipped well before the October, maybe even September origination of this particular variant, and how someone could identify it with these same tests. Something is very strange going on here with information. There is no possible way that the tests were able to be performed and giving accurate data to identify what variant of the virus is at this point, in my view. And that you couldn't have gotten the test to make that determination. And I don't know how. I mean, if someone's got the answer, I would love to hear it. If some epidemiologist or some specialist in this program can get on and make comment on it, that would be fantastic. But tell me how, with the supply chain crisis, when we're short of testing right now all over the country, and all of a sudden we're able to identify the Omicron variant and it's spreading everywhere. Here's what I believe is happening. I believe that this is spreading because it's always been spreading, and it's an incredibly easily transmissible variation of a coronavirus.
But if I'm not mistaken, Jimmy, let me just throw one thing in here. People who get the Omicron variant, and we have a couple of friends up here, Glenn and his wife, for example.
How do you know?
How do you know
they're Omicron variant? How is it proven?
I don't know, but all I want to say is when they are detected, when a person up in this neck of the woods anyway is detected as to, so to speak, having the Omicron variant, and we're talking now in January, they may even not do anything other than feel sick. Glenn came to book club yesterday because he did the quarantine, personal quarantine for 5 days, stayed home and then came to book club yesterday. I said, how are you feeling? And he said, I'm feeling great. I said, how bad was it when you had it? And he said, not bad at all. I just had a sore throat. So
yep,
maybe
like
that's, I mean, I don't know, Jimmy, there are so many questions, man.
That's my point. Something very strange is going on when people are trying to identify every little illness. I mean, coronaviruses are cold viruses.
Yep.
They pass around there. Colds spread. People get them. I have one right now. My son was fine. My daughter never even really showed any symptoms. My wife and I both have sore throats and a cold right now. And yeah, so tell me that somehow the system is able to identify them differently. If someone can tell me, I think that's fantastic. But I don't buy it, and I think there's a lot of manipulation out there right now with information, and it's becoming pretty evident to me that there's a lot of manipulation.
CFS, this is right up your alley. Can you address this one for Jimmy, if you would? You two, come on, Tony, get off your butt and give us some help with this one. Same with you. Actually, mainly the same with you, Mr. Fellow Bible Student, out of the box. By the way, I have almost finished my study of Isaiah. We got about 10 seconds left, Jimmy. I want to one more plea to everybody, radio listeners, everybody. Please, please, please try to answer Jimmy's question. We're looking for help with you guys. Either go to our website on the blog or send me an email, alcorlin@gmail.com. Going to be right back.